Good morning to everyone. Hallelujah. 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 We repeat with the entire church ever since the Easter vigil last night. We shout this at the top of our lungs. And we say it with great awe and wonder, admiration, and thanksgiving. God triumphs. He had died, and as he promised, he himself prophesied about it, that he will rise from the dead. Nobody understood that. I mean, when you die, that's it. That's why we get all scared when we see it. If we witness a corpse standing up, sitting up on its own, it's not supposed to do that because it's dead. The person has died. The soul is not there anymore. And for the soul to return, well, there have been cases of resuscitation, souls going back to the body after a certain time. And these persons, lucky persons, give us some stories about what they experienced when they were dead. A certain strong light, a path, and a great sense of peace, and so forth. But ordinarily, we die. Lazarus died. He was resurrected, but he would have to die again. His resurrection was not the same as Christ's resurrection, nor will it be comparable to the resurrection of the dead at the end of time. Because Lazarus, although he resurrected, he would die again. When Jesus rose, that was for then definitive forever already. He would not die anymore because he died to pay the price for sin. In any case, we are jubilant. It's a great day to rejoice. When we say Alleluia, we mean praise the Lord. You remember the time when God saved the people of Israel from the pursuing Egyptians? Pharaoh, in his great chariot, pulled by great stallions or horses, accompanied by a horde of chariots of his soldiers. The Israelites were fearful, were afraid for their lives. Nobody expected, absolutely nobody expected, that the sea would be parted and they could walk through dry shod. Unbelievable. Incredible. And that's only for the sea to be parted. But from death to life, that you die and then you take up your life again? Totally, absolutely unheard of. Only a divine power can do that. No devil can do that. Maybe he will approximate it, but it's not the real thing. It's the same Jesus with the same flesh and blood. Only that his flesh and blood would assume the glorious state. A state in which the flesh enjoys the union with God of the soul. So that's why the body will assume some spiritual characteristics. Speed of thought, tirelessness, no pain anymore, no need to eat, although you may eat if you want. And so on and so forth. Victory! Death is the greatest threat of the evil one. Even from this world, the criminals will put a gun on your head and we are afraid. We prefer to have our lives and do whatever he wants us to do. Your money or your life, a thief would hold us up. So we surrender the money because you want our life. But with Jesus, We can say to the devil, to anyone against God who threatens us with death. You want to insist on that? What do you want? You want to continue arguing about the existence of God? I will kill you if you do that. And then we could say, and I would say, sure. If I have to die for my faith, sure. You can do, proceed with what you want. Anyway, I will come back to life in a short while. You know, when we die, we in that state of after death, we will not have time anymore. I mean, the dimension of time is only in this world, because of materiality. But if we are going to resurrect, the soul comes back to the body, and the body becomes glorious, the dimension of time is no more. We will not age. We will have the most perfect body you could imagine for yourself. In your state, with your circumstances, your genetic composition, and so forth. It won't be that if you're, I mean, if you're ugly and then you resurrect, well, you will come out beautiful, ugly. I mean, we will be so happy because we will be united with God forever. No fear of death. The devil has no more ace up his sleeve. He has spent it already. He has tried to kill. He killed the Son of God. But he has come back to life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why in the liturgy, the church makes us read of the prodigious acts of God in the Old Testament. And there's like a build-up, you know, some kind of a build-up with miracles more awesome than before until the very resurrection of Jesus. Thus, he confirms his own divinity. Any earthly power cannot do that. Cannot. The only thing we're able to do is to produce a Frankenstein or some living dead. But that is not, that's very far from the resurrected body. So, let us learn from his resurrection. We, our faith, our hope, our charity are nurtured so much. Can you imagine? I mean, you see your champion die and our souls or hearts would sink to the ground and then he comes back to life. Wow, it's like an injection into our arms. We have a new lease in life, and this life is not their own lease. It's ours forever with God. No fear. So our faith is made more ardent and strong. Our hope also, because if our Lord rose from the dead, we can look forward to the same as long as we follow his recipe, which is to imitate him in his dying, giving up our lives, having no other God but the true God alone, so we can sacrifice any earthly good, even our very lives. We're not scared to waste it. Because God would return it and return it with many things added. It's to our advantage. And our charity is fostered. We love God a lot more because we know we will be rewarded. Our love for the others is strengthened because we know although we will get exhausted in loving the others, in serving the others, well, the worst thing that could happen is that we die. But if we die, we still resurrect. And forever. Wow. What a wonderful thing. Something to look forward to. But as I said, we have to follow the same recipe. We cannot find a certain other way and find a way of resurrecting. Aside from that resurrection that God wants to give us. Hey, the only other power that could approximate this is the devil. But it would be a poor copy of the resurrection of that Jesus had. Because the devil is so limited. Although he is powerful also, but he is not as powerful as the Almighty God. Let us rejoice. Let our tears flow because of joy. We dry those tears of sadness, of exasperation, or frustration. Never mind. Okay. We'll have losses in this world. God never assured us of heaven here. No. He wants us to keep our sights up for the heaven that He would grant us after this life. And I remember what Our Lady of Fatima told one of the seers of her in Fatima. I believe it was the girl and Our Lady said, I do not promise you happiness here on earth, but I promise you happiness after this life. That's something to die for. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!